The cost of your Thanksgiving meal. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. If you are shopping for all the makings of that Thanksgiving dinner, you should have at least one thing to be thankful for. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Well, it's that time again. Many of us are out shopping, gathering up the makings for that Thanksgiving dinner. And this year, it looks like Thanksgiving food shoppers will have something to be thankful for. Looks like that traditional Thanksgiving dinner, turkey and trimmings, and all of that will cost the same, maybe even a bit less than it did last year. This from Agriculture Department economist Ricky Volpe. He says first, overall,
food prices have been flat for the entire year. In fact, food prices are down about 0.1% since January of 2013.
And he says on the turkey front, there's some good news this season.
Wholesale turkey prices are down. So if retailers are seeing somewhat lower wholesale prices, then they're probably going to be even more aggressive with their deals or their promotions because turkeys are just such a competitive item this time of year.
Now, a few items will cost more than last year, probably, but not much more.
Consumers should expect to pay a little bit more for fruits and vegetables. The potatoes, any greens they might use, and then any fruits they might use for their cranberry sauce or for their pies. Those prices are up more than they were last year, and they've increased more than most prices have in 2013, which has been mostly a flat year.
And several key items are selling for less this season.
Most side dishes, condiments, dessert foods, sugars, coffee, all of these prices are actually down from last year. So to the extent that these are going to be incorporated into the Thanksgiving meal, that's where consumers will get a break.
So taking it all together, Volpe says for the traditional food items for the meal,
you might see some of the dishes costing a little bit more, some of the dishes costing a little bit less, and I expect that on balance it'll be a wash.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.
And don't forget to be thankful for the farmers who grew all that delicious food as well. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.